this army training center near Kyiv, Ukrainian soldiers run through combat drills. They're practicing skills they'll need when they are deployed to the front lines. The instructor is 23-year-old Diana. Her nickname is Sledgehammer.
When I was growing up, I didn't have any thoughts about joining the army. But my brother joined when Russia invaded. I couldn't stay aside and watch, so I joined too.
There are 50,000 women in the Ukrainian military, of which 10,000 are on the front lines. After Russia invaded Ukraine in February, there was an increase in women volunteering to join the military. Like Natalia Sonenchko, a 38-year-old hospital worker who on the first day of the war signed up for the military when she was told 90% of soldiers die in combat from bleeding. She is now training in how to translate her knowledge in first aid to the battlefield. Her brother was killed by Russian forces.
I want to be on the front lines in the war. I want to help my fellow soldiers because I want to win as soon as possible to bring peace.
In Ukraine, unlike men, women are not obliged to register for mandatory military service, but that could be changing very soon.
Ukraine is considering making military service mandatory for women with specific skills, but said a decision would not be made until next year. For now, there are enough female volunteers willing to join. Many, like 25-year-old Katya, view it more than just a job.
I am a patriot of my country. I could not sit on my hands and do nothing.
In a country fighting a war and training new soldiers, no matter what their gender. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.